mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Deep behind enemy lines, Austin, Texas. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show. It is Monday, the 17th day of July, 2006. I'm Jack Blood filling in for Alex Jones today. For the next 3 hours, we're going to be taking a lot of calls, covering a lot of news. Webster Tarpley will be joining us in the second hour of today's broadcast with his brilliant analysis as to what is going on in the Middle East. All of us very carefully watching the, news report? News probably wouldn't be the correct word. Let's just use that for the sake of communication. The news reports coming out ad nauseum about the Middle East, and of course, every channel, doesn't matter what you watch, if it's PBS, NBC, CBS, ABC, or any of its related affiliates, will tell you that poor Israel is merely trying to protect themselves. I have a feeling that a majority of this audience wouldn't agree with that, though a recent poll taken at CNN, better known as the CIA's privately owned news service, has reflected that 55% of Americans believe that what Israel is doing in attacking Beirut, attacking Hezbollah, is justified. We'll take your pulse on our program today. We'll also cover a ton of news and taking your calls here in about 20 minutes. This is recently in from MSNBC.com. Bush caught on tape swearing about Syria. That's right, the mic was supposed to be turned off, but it was turned on. The microphone also picked up other comments from the Middle East to Diet Coke. That's right. Our president is on aspartame. He's on a heavy diet of aspartame. Shouldn't surprise you when you listen to the president's syntax. Couple of brain cells left there fighting amongst each other. In St. Petersburg, Russia, it wasn't meant to be overheard. A private luncheon conversation among world leaders picked up by a microphone provided a rare window into both banter and substance, including President Bush cursing Hezbollah's attack against Israel. Bush expressed his frustration with the United Nations and his disgust with the militant Islamic group and its backers in Syria as he talked to Prime Minister Tony Blair during a closing lunch at the Group of Eight summit. Quote, "See, the irony is, what they need to do is get Syria to get Hezbollah to stop doing this blankety blank, and it's over," Bush told Blair as he chewed on a butter roll. Yes, in other words, the president has absolutely no problem using four-letter words, and the good Christian that he is when he's allegedly off the air. He told Blair he felt like telling United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan, who visited the gathered leaders, to get on the phone with Syrian President Bashar Assad and, quote, "make something happen," unquote. He suggested Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice might visit the region soon. A couple of things there. Apparently, all Blair has to do is get on the phone with Kofi Annan and, quote, unquote, tell him to make something happen, and something will happen. And this, I believe, is what is behind the general calling for international peacekeeping troops to be set loose in Beirut, in Lebanon. And we've seen what these peacekeeping troops do down around the world, don't we? Every time there are refugees, every time there are UN peacekeeping troops, we have a lot of ill behavior, elite behavior going on, and for the sake of our young audience, I won't go into any of the details, but I'm sure you can fill in the blank. Also, this particular copy suggesting Condoleezza Rice is more of a war Secretary of State than we've probably ever had before. A lot of saber-rattling coming out of the State Department, a lot of stern warnings, and a lot of rhetoric. If this is our arm of diplomacy, folks, we are in big, big trouble. And you thought Colin Powell was bad. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, cover more news, including recent developments on North Korea and a lot of other news broadcast on our program today. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood filling in for Alex Jones. GCN Radio Network, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay tuned.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a war on for your mind. They are out to win your heart and your mind. And you know what that means? There has to be a loser. I don't want to call any of you losers out there, but there are a number of Americans. In fact, tens of millions, if not 100 million Americans plus, that have given up their heart and their mind already to the collective, to the propagandists. And this is exactly what we are setting out to do in the Middle East, to quote-unquote win the hearts and minds of the Middle Eastern terrorists out there, no matter what the cost, even if we have to kill them to do it. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones today. Alex is recharging his batteries, and we all need Alex Jones at full capacity, full potential, as we are headlong running into what is called World War III. In fact, your friend and mine, Newt Gingrich, on Meet the Press said exactly that. This is World War III, and there's little to nothing we can do to stop it at this point. More killing, more death, collective necrophilia, spiraling out of control, teetering on the brink. And that certainly takes our mind off what's going on in Iraq. A lot of kidnappings, a lot more death, a lot more destruction, and more quote-unquote terrorist attacks. Now we're starting to hear that Hezbollah could be coming to the United States. That's right, folks. But you knew that was coming, didn't you? Easier to say than Iran is coming to the United States, and the connections put out by the frothing, screaming heads in the mainstream media, just automatically answering the question for you. Who is behind Hezbollah? Who is behind Hamas? Of course, we all know. Let me just connect the dots here for you, you dumbed-down Americans, you dumbed-down sheeple out there. Let me just connect the dots. If you didn't already know, everything that is wrong with the world has to do with Iran or whoever our enemy might be for the day. So as the lamestream media, call them what you might, construct these quote-unquote conspiracy theories, what is the truth? Of course, if you listen to this show long enough, you'll understand exactly what the truth is. And the fact is that Israel, Shin Bet, and various global intelligence services put together both of these organizations and monitor them to this day. But again, it's very, very easy to blame Iran for everything, especially since they seem to walk right in it. But we try to use a little common sense on this program and on this network. And I feel that if we are held to the high standards of having to back up everything we say with documentation, with verification, with good sources, and with a little logic and common sense, why shouldn't the lamestream media be doing that? Or as Lush Limbaugh calls them, the drive-by media. Going back to the story quickly about Bush being caught off of a microphone, and if you haven't heard this, it's all over the web, pretty easy to find. It came during these unscripted comments during a photo opportunity at a lunch, and these leaders certainly did not realize they had a live microphone. You get to find out how George W. Bush has a preference for Diet Coke. He talks about some of the gifts he's received by certain leaders. He chats with Vladimir Putin, Pooty Poot, as he's known. I wonder if Bush calls him that to his face. Expressing amazement that will take Putin and an unidentified leader as long to fly home. What the flying time is from Moscow. I mean, a lot of small talk. But one of the funny moments of this is Bush thanking Tony Blair for a gift of a sweater. And that how he joked how Blair might have picked that out personally just for him. They have a very interesting relationship. I think that's about enough said about that. Going back to Israel and going back to, you know, the end game here, or at least the middle part of the end game certainly in this case will be Iran, but the end game, the middle game possibly being Syria, we're getting closer and closer and closer to that particular end. And we're going to again have Webster Tarpley on, who's going to comment on all this. We saw over the weekend, I believe it was Friday night, there was a story about a Hezbollah drone hitting an Israeli warship, had to be tweaked and spiked slightly because initially they had come out and said there was a drone. In fact, some of you may have seen Shamnity and Combs, or Vanity and Combs, call him any name you like on this particular program. I'm sure he'll do the same for us. Oliver North holding up an actual propeller from one of these drones, talking about how the drones could launch several bombs, and how they can literally just be launched from the street anywhere a terrorist might be able to get their hands on a drone, and any street wide enough you might be able to launch it on. Absolutely preposterous, and of course prop takes on a double meaning here, because this was a prop for Oliver North to illustrate the absolute capabilities of Hezbollah, because they want to paint the picture that these people are highly dangerous, that they have high-level weapons in order to fight this war, in order to justify them even bothering to fight back, in order for the mainstream media to spin it in a capacity such as they started it all in the first place. I mean, why would an organization with small rockets, rubber bands, and rocks start something with a big nuclear country, knowing that the weight of the world would come down on them? Why would they do it? Are they that? I mean, because of course the answer you'll get from Fox News is that they're just all suicidal, and then this is a mass suicide, a Jim Jones style suicide on part of Hezbollah and the people of Beirut and Lebanon. But of course, common sense would tell us something a little bit different. Of course, they wouldn't start this. Well, later, this drone story, which is reminiscent quite a bit of the Iraqi drones, we were told that Saddam Hussein had drones that could hit London. And, I mean, you know, they laid it on pretty thick. And this is really nothing different. This is really quite from the same playbook. You wonder if they're going to get a new playbook. In fact, because we know the playbook, we can almost assume what is going to happen next. Well, of course, this drone story had to be corrected, and it was blamed on rockets. They actually, even initially in this particular story, if you catch this minute by minute, the story changes second by second, minute by minute, as they throw out this propaganda, hope that people will bite on it, almost test it on the American people whose hearts and minds they have won. But initially, they even tried to pass this off as not an Israeli warship, but an Egyptian cruise liner or some type of Egyptian pleasure craft. That didn't float. But it did, of course, evoke the emotions from the American people and the people of the West at large, which is why, again, the CNN poll reflects the fact that 55% of us, maybe I shouldn't say us, 55% of America, again, saying that Israel is justified in everything that they're doing. And you'd think that just about now, the people of the United States in particular would have to understand the implications of war before we so foolishly, so half-heartedly go in and absolutely support Israel and everything that they do. Do we understand the ramifications? Do we understand what the end game is? Are we ready to back Israel in a war with Syria, which will immediately bring in all of the troops from Iran? Iran will know at that point they're about done. And if they don't start fighting back then, I don't know when they will. But are the American people ready to back this type of a global war, a World War III? Do we love war that much? It's pretty easy for us here, safe stateside, to say kill them all, nuke them. But do we understand that that war has already come home in ways that would probably take about 2 hours to describe? From the economy, spending trillions of dollars in foreign intervention. From the... hey, look, there are real threats to security at this point. Security being what it is, control and an illusion. But there are real threats with wide open borders, more enemies of this country coming up than ever before. Is there a possibility that we're about to become the front line in the war on terror? Well, certainly if you read some of the copy from many of the sources I get, that's exactly what you're going to hear. It's time. We've had it too easy. This is what the meddling gets us. I'll recall what George W. Bush said as he was running for president in every time I say president, I want to say somehow lord or ruler or Fuhrer, but let's just call it president for now. Running for president in 2000, saying we're going to have a big mess coming down the road if we don't stop meddling in foreign affairs. This was right from, right from President Bush running for selection in 2000. And what did we do? Well, of course, we had the new Pearl Harbor. We had 9/11. And the world has changed since 9/11. We understand that, right? Do we understand what we're getting into? And are we using any kind of common sense? We're going to be taking your calls in the next segment at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is the Alex Jones Show. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones. Do we understand what we're getting into by backing Israel? Is there any way we can get through to our fellow Americans about the history of the situation in the Middle East? Is that possible at this point? Because, again, people get very white-knuckled, very red-faced. This is an obvious system of a controlled belief, example of controlled belief systems. When you get upset, when you get angry, when your back gets up, and you're ready to go start fighting without even thinking about the consequences, this goes to the old quote about beating the drums of war and getting people to fall into this phony patriotism. And it doesn't matter what you say, at that point, they're off and running. And if we don't understand the horror of war alone by looking at Afghanistan and Iraq, then I guess we're never going to learn. Maybe what it's going to take is foreign troops kicking down your door in order for you to figure it out. Maybe it's going to take bombs going off constantly in our cities, whether they be real or imagined, whether they be false flag or rogue. Maybe that's what it's going to take for us to wake up a little bit and understand what we were getting ourselves into when we back people like George W. Bush and the State of Israel. Yeah, we're picking on Israel. Oh, well, somebody's got to do it. It's a dirty job. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood. Stay tuned. We'll take your calls right after this break.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at berkeywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos any bookstore, your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
To confirm Israel's impending invasion of Syria, Foreign Minister Erikai, let me try this, Tomija of Finland said that the European Union considers the situation to be very bad. There's still a possibility it could get worse and that the conflict could spread, especially to Syria. This is in no way desirable. Again, these are the talking points of the European Union. The consequences could really be uncontrollable, Foreign Minister of Finland told Reuters. Going back to the last question I'm asking here, and again, I'm Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones today. Yes, you have the right program and the right network, GCN Radio Network. What is Israel's prime export here? How do they make their money? How do they fund their war machine? Well, that, of course, is by arming people around the world, countries around the world, third world, second world, first world countries, with their technology and their war apparatus. But generally, the way Israel supports itself is through contributions and funding through people like the United States of America, Britain, France, you name them, they fund them. And this is exactly what they're going to be doing with their money. Yeah, it's quite a jump, isn't it, from is Israel allowed to exist, from is Israel allowed to attack all of her neighbors? And I got to tell you, I don't know if I'll do this in this program today or in the next, but there's interesting information in Armed Madhouse by Greg Pallas, which really gets into the whole effort by Saudi Arabia, what their angle is in all of this. Saudi Arabia condemning Iran, because there is definitely a war between the Persians and the Arabs. And there is definitely an agenda I think pursued simultaneously by the Bush administration, by the Cheney administration, and by guys like Osama bin Laden. Of course, we know why that's simultaneous and why they seem to be sharing each other's memos. But the overall look that you get from someone like Osama bin Laden is that he wants to conquer the Middle East oil fields. This is why he said, and he put out many messages saying, don't destroy the oil fields, no matter what you do. Yeah, blow things up, but don't destroy the oil fields. Well, whoever said that and put those words in Osama bin Laden's mouth, or if Osama bin Laden said it himself, I don't think it really matters. We see the overall agenda, which seems to be locked in Saudi Arabia, Al-Qaeda, sorry, Al-Qaeda, the United States, British Petroleum, that being England, and the Dutch. We see a parallel going where they all seem to be trying to accomplish the same ends. And then, of course, more rhetoric where the cable news networks are trying to blame the high price of gas on Iran right now. You see, everything is Iran's fault. I want you just to get used to that. You stub your toe, it's Iran's fault. Your car breaks down, must have been Iran. Are you seeing how this works now, folks? That way, it will be very easy for us to justify this war. A war that we didn't start, by the way, a war that we got sucked into, a war that we are going to help contribute to for peace. More bombing for peace. 1-800-259-9231, anything you want to talk about. I got a ton of news here to go over, including news about the Federal Reserve saying the United States is headed for bankruptcy. This is out of World Net Daily, which is extremely conservative or even neoconservative. Seems like everybody is coming along for the ride. 1-800-259-9231. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex today. Let's go to Zach in New York. Zach, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi. I was wondering what you would anticipate the reaction domestically if there was some sort of terrorist attack or something like that you're talking about, or if the draft was reinstated out of necessity due to a conflict.
Well, to answer your first question, I would have to say that the reaction would be panic, and it would be very close to what we saw after 9/11. Though, again, there would be a lot of dissenters. We're trying to gauge how many. We're looking at potentially 70 million people not buying that the terrorist attack will be from the accused terrorists. So that could be really quite a divide. But I think in general, the average person will probably become panicked and scared and do whatever the government tells them to do. As far as the draft goes, I'm skeptical that there will need to be a draft, just because there are a lot of people signing up. The majority of the people that are needed now in the modern military have to have some type of a technical background. I'm not sure they can get away with that, but of course, if that did happen and kids off the street were being ripped out of their homes and drafted and sent to the front lines, I would assume you would see millions of people on the street within hours.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Go to Chase in Chicago. I mean, you ask me questions, I'm going to answer them. Chase in Chicago, hold on. We'll take you right when we come back. Also, Ben and Thomas and everyone else patiently holding. The Alex Jones Show, Jack Blood filling in for Alex
Jones.
We're
on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Tarpley, author of Synthetic Terror Made in the USA, joining us here in the second hour of today's program. Have a lot of news to report, including a number of angles related to this current war running in the Middle East. Now, one of the questions that should be asked is, what's taking so long to get Americans out of Lebanon? Everybody else getting their people out, coordinating, flying out their people. We have over 25,000 Americans working currently in Lebanon, and apparently they're still waiting to be airlifted or vacked out of there. What's taking so long? I mean, is the Bush administration asleep at the wheel again? I'm sure you don't believe that. Or are these meant to be targets for a coming false flag operation? You see, it's very difficult to trust anything that goes on with Israel in the Middle East because of the history of false flag attacks, the history of funding terrorism themselves, and then pointing the finger at their own pre-factory-made boogeyman, Emmanuel Goldstein, as it were, all taking on different names. It's very difficult to believe any of this. So, of course, we're left on our own, really struggling for the truth. The one thing we do know for sure, talking about Syria, talking about Israel, talking about Lebanon, is that there have been targets hit, Syrian military assets, places very close, very near to Syria. And we're really waiting any second now for the bombing to begin and for the ante to be upped here quite significantly. Also, over the weekend, China had signed on to a UN Security Council, risk slapping of North Korea China was really hesitant to sign into that, and Bolton came out and said, well, he's very convincing. And I think the question has to be, what did China get in return? Because obviously they're not giving us something for nothing here. What did they get in return for signing on to this rather weak resolution? Of course, North Korea coming out immediately rejecting the call to remove all their missiles. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. That's the problem. We're trying to make sense here. Maybe you'll help me do that. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go back to Chase in Chicago. Chase, you're up. Thank you for holding.
Jack, have you heard of the title of this book, AWOL, How the Upper Classes Are Absent from Military Service, authored by Frank Schaefer and Kathy Hayes?
No, I haven't, but I've read a lot of information just like that.
Talking about
the chicken hawks.
That's exactly what it is. This is segue what the other prior callers that me has. You had mentioned some regard like Oliver North or so. Wasn't Michael Levine, DEA officer, said if he had his way back in, Oliver North be underneath the jail?
Well, I would think, and Mike Levine should know, former DEA agent Sela Castile. They know. Obviously, everybody seems to know, and he got away with lying to Congress over and over again in Iran-Contra. Yeah, he should be in jail.
And all of a sudden, he reinvents himself by appearing on Fox and the Bush's network.
Yeah. Well, I mean, regarding it's. I think it's pretty easy for all of us to see. Maybe we're preaching to the choir a little bit here, Chase. I mean, we all know that these people are chicken hawks, that they avoided war at every cost. Because, of course, they're too good to go. They can't give their lives to fight in war, and at least George Herbert Walker Bush and at least the Kennedys made some type of an attempt. John Kerry made some type of an attempt to put something on their war resumes.
Someone said Tom Cancredo was the same way.
You know, a lot of this is just putting something on your war resume and at least going to try to fight. I mean, we've got records of George Herbert Walker Bush literally almost killing or did kill a bunch of his men to save himself. He got a medal for that. Same thing for John Kerry, I think. So their war records are suspect, but at least they went.
Also, Jack, how is it that here once again the court has the entertainment mass cultural spectator event is not interwoven? Here's all people, George Mitchell. The same George Mitchell that is going to investigate steroids, but don't investigate does any owner own stock in a pharmaceutical company? Does any owner own stock in, like, we found it, like, the Eli Lilly Corporation, like Dick Gregory did some research some years ago, like Joe, this is the same Eli Lilly company that Jim Jones was on the board of directors in the Bush, and the Bushes own stock in that, too.
Yep.
Here's this George Mitchell, all of a sudden, who has CFR connections.
Yeah. Well, he's supposed to attempt to curb steroids in sports and baseball.
Again,
particularly,
man, they
actually owned a baseball team. And he's a baseball team owner. I mean, obviously, that's a big can of worms, though, Chase. We're just going to go ahead and drop that right there. But certainly, we've done a lot of reporting on the pharma cartels, the pharmaceutical industries, and of course, what we find are the usual suspects: people like Dick Cheney, George W. Bush, the Bush family, Donald Rumsfeld, and others heavily tied in to these pharma cartels, largely owned, by the way, by the Rockefeller Foundations. That's true. Over 60% of pharmaceutical companies in some way tied to the Rockefeller Foundation. Let's go to Ben in, Missouri? Ben, you're up.
Hey, Jack.
How you doing?
All right. Pleasure to talk to you. I was just wanting to ask something, I guess. Hearing people like Newt Gingrich and all the conservative talking heads this weekend and today talking, well, gung-ho about going to war with, well, Iran, they're saying, the head of the snake and all that. I guess I was going to touch on something a caller or two beforehand did. The only way I see that working is a draft. Do you see that?
Well, someone just asked this, and I got to tell you, I'm really skeptical about the draft. But then again, if we have World War III and we're fighting in Iran and we're fighting in North Korea and God knows where else we might be fighting, then, of course, you probably are going to see a draft. You're going to see a world divided nearly 50-50 right down the middle going at each other as we've seen in the past. But what have we learned from the other world wars? Primarily, I think what we've learned is that those wars were engineered for profit
exactly.
and control.
And
it just could be, Ben, that We've done such good work. Their backs are to the wall to such a capacity that there's nothing left. The only way to save themselves is by doing something like this. Now, I'm going to take the position of what's going on in the Middle East now is more of a distraction than a lead up to World War III. We're going to have to wait and see about that. This could go either way. I have feelings on both sides of the issue, but I think that because, again, we have a midterm election here, because, again, the power brokers are running a little bit scared, nothing like a major distraction such as we're seeing now in the Middle East to take people's minds off their problems.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping it is. It's just distraction. I wonder, though, because it just, I don't know, it seems like everybody's just...
I mean, look, and I mentioned this, this is the third time I'm going to mention this, 55% in just one poll saying they're behind Israel here in this country. If that's the test, then It appears that there's a blank check written to the powers that be to keep going with more war.
Exactly. But I hope that's not the case. But
you know, nothing like putting Israel out front. You know, we all remember the Holocaust and what they had to deal with Hitler and 5,000 years of slavery and subterfuge.
Right.
I mean, if anybody's a victim, it's always Israel.
Always, but, I mean, it really doesn't matter what they are. If they're starting something just to get something going there, that's not right.
They're bullies, in my opinion. You have two kids,
right.
And this is alleged. We don't even really know at this point, and I think that Syria and even Hezbollah has declined to even confirm that they did kidnap these two Israeli soldiers, and then again, there's the debate on where did they kidnap them, and are they prisoners of war, or did they get kidnapped? But ultimately here, to go to war, to start bombing a modern city, to start killing innocent civilians and collateral damage over this is just boggles the imagination and really belies common sense. I appreciate the call, Thomas. Let's go to Paul in Texas. You're on the Alex Jones Show, Paul.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm okay.
Long-time listener from Appleton, Wisconsin. I'm here vacationing in Austin. And where's Alex at? I wanted to meet him. Wanted to hang out with him.
Well, okay. Alex is spending a little time away from the microphone in order to recharge his batteries and should be back on the program this Wednesday.
All right. Well, you got a nice website, jackblood.com. My question for you is, what can we do? This is kind of general, but what can we do other than listen to your programs, check out the websites, Infowars.com, jackblood.com, try to get the message out to other people, but what can we do to avoid the New World Order taking over and America turning into more of a police state than it already is?
That's a pretty big question. I think the best answer I can give you is to pick out something that you're really passionate about, because it's going to take a lot of work. Pick out something that you're really against, whether it be cameras up on the street corners, whether it be databasing, whether it be no knocking or the evisceration of the Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights, or maybe you want to go ahead and back the Second Amendment, your right to keep and bear arms. But pick something out that you're really passionate about. Learn everything you can about it. Get information out. Organize meetings and rallies. You can do this. I'd start in your own neighborhood. I'd go knock on your door and meet your neighbors and have neighborhood and community meetings. If you like, if all of that is too complex, simply make a flyer or take a newsletter or take some information, print up mass copies of it, as many as you can afford, as cheaply as you can, and put them out on the parking lots at concerts or at sports arenas or downtown while people are shopping or at shopping malls. You know, pick something out that you are really passionate about, whatever your line in the sand is. Maybe it's not taking microchips. Maybe it's to stop regional government and the Pan-American or the American Union. Find something that you really believe in and are passionate about and go at it with 100%, not 110%, because that doesn't exist. We often hear it does. It does not. 100% all the time you have. Get behind it. Get the information out. And you'll see that just waking people up, just getting the information to people they're not getting anywhere else, will do a lot of the work for you. I appreciate the call, Paul. Enjoy your stay here in Austin. Speaking of Wisconsin, we have Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, thank you for joining us. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Jack. Follow me for a little bit, but I think we're attacking the war issues on wrong terms. I was trying to think, what would our founding fathers say about the war? Now, unfortunately, we're stuck in it, but if you get on a neocon radio show, they're just going to shut you down. So I thought, okay, well, how would George Washington handle it?
Mm-hmm.
And he would say, well, I'm all for the separation of powers. You know, the congressmen have to sign in under this war. So, okay. Have they been doing that? No. Well, why haven't they? And instead of saying, I'm not for this war, just start poking at what's behind the smokescreen instead of attacking the smokescreen itself. You know, just bring up the points that some of those congressmen may be stealth infiltrators or something.
We do mention that.
We've
talked extensively about AIPAC and other lobbying groups, especially Israeli lobbying groups, as, again, we're talking about this Middle East war today. And
but
we
I'm
have
talking about Billy Sixpack that's been sitting on the couch and saying, yeah, war, war, war. Okay, well, we're going for the war, but we have to make sure that, you know, God forbid that there's a cabinet assassination and we have to put new people into power. Well, we have to make sure that they aren't misusing this power, so how are we going to keep them checked and balanced? Okay. And just have them come up with the reasoning.
Sure. You know, what you're mentioning is a Socratean method of questioning instead of providing the answers for people, getting them to answer in the way that you would normally speak to them. So, in other words, instead of dumping a whole lot of information on them, let's just take 9/11, for instance, ask them, you know, do you think the government's story about 9/11 checks out? Or do you think they're telling the truth? And
well,
then you can get get them to do that. But now we're going into a number of circles, and it's probably my fault here. But because what I wanted to say in the beginning is, what would George Washington think about war? And he would say, hey, don't go fight other people's wars. We don't have an obligation to go overthrow the head of Iraq. We don't have an obligation to get involved or entangled in foreign wars. All of our founding fathers believe that. And we do have an obligation to protect ourselves, though not in a linear fashion where we're fighting on the front lines in Iraq. Do you understand?
Well, it would be more of an approval, but okay, now that we're in this thing, we're going to have to fight it to win it, so how do we do that? Okay, well, once that's won, you're going to have to give back all your war powers, and we're going to have to enforce it just to make sure that if the wrong people do get in, you know, that we can pull it all the way back.
I can't really disagree with that, though, unfortunately. One thing we always have to remember is we've been in a number of entanglements in the past where we were told we had to have an outright win. Let's just use Vietnam for an example. And when we jumped out of Vietnam, the world didn't fall to communism, or some might argue it did covertly. But ultimately, you know, we didn't lose everything that the pundits and the think tankers and the Council on Foreign Relations and a lot of hawks said we would. We got out of there. It wasn't a problem. We quit losing lives. We quit spending as much money, and we just simply walked right out. But the problem is getting in these positions in the first place. Here we are trying to defend the wars we're already in, several, by the way, folks, in case you've lost count, many different wars in multiple theaters. This is coming right after the PNAC document. This is exactly what they said they wanted to do. And yet we are considering and possibly leading up to fighting even more wars. I mean, at this point, I got to think it's pretty easy to get through to Joe's six-pack. You're not going to be able to afford that six-pack or the gas to go drive to get it if we don't quit fighting these wars. I don't know. Again, this is going in a little bit of a circle, but I think that all of those points are valid. It's such a huge, momentous, monolithic job to try to save what's left of the United States government at this point. And I think the best thing we could do is empower the people to understand what power that they do have, what information really is, how to discern information for themselves and think for themselves and protect their minds from this war that is generally prostigated onto their own minds. So if we can do that, then the rest of it, I think, all comes naturally. If we can teach people in general that there is no difference between left and right, that there is no difference between the Republicrats or the Demopublicans, that we have a one-party system, that most, if not everybody in Congress, is bought and paid for, and that we need to have full disclosure from our representatives who are doing all of this through proxy, using you, the people, as an excuse. They're protecting you, the people. They have your authority to go do all of this. But if we have full disclosure from them, if we're able to monitor everything that these people do in public service, and we again put the power back to the people, as trite as a statement as that might be, then certainly we'll begin to see more and more changes. But I'm pretty proud, Joe, of what we've accomplished, I'd say, over the last 4 or 5 years. We have really come to almost a critical mass. And I'd hedge to say we are at a point now where we're at the end of the beginning. Not the beginning of the end the beginning, anyway. as far as separation of powers and corruption goes in this country, and even the puppet masters, the New World Order, the globalists, the internationalists. I think we're getting through to people. I think we're seeing a lot of the results now, and I believe that part of the reason that we're digging in, part of the reason we have to find these new violent distractions, this all-and-out wargasm, as I like to call it, an orgy of death in the Middle East, is because we need this distraction. Because, again, we're putting their backs to the wall. And how are we doing that? Simply by just putting out information. Simply by showing people that what they believe and what they believe most of their lives, what they've been taught as phony history, ain't true. Where do you go from there? I mean, we're almost like little children learning how to walk again. Sorry for that rant. I'll be right back after this. This is the Alex Jones Show. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones. Stay tuned.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Folks, this is Jack Blood. I'm sitting in for Alex Jones today. Alex will be back on Wednesday, if not sooner, depending on what works out in the world today. You're listening to the Genesis Communications Radio Network, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com, three websites you should be telling everybody about. Makes it very easy for you. We talked in that last segment briefly about what can I do. And I got to tell you, folks, if I had a nickel for every time I was asked that question over the last 5 years, I'd be pretty well off at this point. I wouldn't have to go fight in a war. I'd have enough money to buy my way out of it. Kidding, of course. But and that's a common question, and I think that what we have to do is follow success. What has worked over the last few years? And what has worked is getting people information, working with people on that information, organizing and getting out and being a leader in your community. One way to do this, one way to make it all very easy, is to go to the websites, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, JonesReport.com, even JackBlood.com, and get information and get the analysis that goes with the information. Because as these stories break in the news every day, and we're able to decode them almost instantly, you can go to your loved ones and say, hey, here's a documented report about how North Korea actually got their missiles. And it will change the entire perspective on what really is going on in the world. And by the way, where did North Korea get their missiles? Well, they generally got them from Pakistan. Yes, so we know that Donald Rumsfeld was in there brokering low-water nuclear reactors as well, so you can attach something worthy to the missiles. But a lot of the technology, a lot of the nuclear technology even, how to take the low-water nuclear reactors, how to make actual plutonium out of those, came through Pakistan, at least my belief. And how did Pakistan get their secrets? How did Dr. Khan get his information and was able to go out and sell it to the highest bidder? Well, it was funded by Saudi Arabia. You start seeing the full picture come together, but you need to get that information out to people. Just about everything I told you is in Terror Storm. It's a great film, especially as we're amping up to Iran right now, to understand the history of Iran, to understand the history of false flag terror events, to understand the history of where the money trail goes, who's funding whom, who's training what terrorist, quote-unquote terrorist organization, all in Terror Storm. It is getting rave reviews all around the world, and I've seen it. There are actually some Alex Jones autographed copies, which are going fast left. So if you want to get a good keepsake as well as a great film that you are authorized to copy and get out to your friends, family, loved ones, coworkers, people on the street, please get Terror Storm now. There are limited copies available until the next printing. Give us a call at 888-253-3139. If you haven't seen it, I believe there are some clips on the web, and once you see about 2 minutes of Terror Storm, you're going to want to have a copy. 1-800-259-3139. Also, copies of Order of Death to understand what motivates these people beating the drums of war, leading us into these bloodbaths around the world. You want to know what motivates them and why they're hypocrites for saying they're Christians, and what are their occult leanings and occult connections. You're going to want to marry Terror Storm with Order of Death, and also that is attached to Bohemian Grove. Limited copies of that as well. Go to InfoWars.com. Order right now. There are specials all the time. 888-253-3139. This is waking people up. This is what you do. Get this. Watch it. Memorize it. Make copies of it. We'll come right back. Go right back to your calls, and then Webster Tarpley will join us. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood. Stay tuned.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.